There was an uproar in France's parliament as Emmanuel Macron's comments and strong language about unvaccinated people became public. Some opposition MPs booed the health minister, while others described the French president's words as vulgar, before a debate on the government's proposed vaccine pass was abruptly suspended.
We ask for the presence of the Prime Minister because the words of the President of the Republic are unworthy, irresponsible, contemptuous and above all very premeditated. This is the reality of the situation and we can't accept it.
In the Parisian newspaper, Macron said that unvaccinated people were irresponsible. As for the unvaccinated, I really want to piss them off, he said. We have to tell them, you will no longer be able to go to the restaurant. You will no longer be able to go for coffee. You will no longer be able to go to the theatre. You will no longer be able to go to the cinema. France has recorded record numbers of new COVID infections in recent days, fueled by the Delta and Omicron variants. Doctors say most COVID patients in intensive care are unvaccinated. The French government says vaccination is the best way out of the pandemic. Although 90% of the population are immunised, the government's targeting those yet to receive a jab. 3 months before the French presidential election, Macron risks alienating some voters, but his supporters say he's taking a calculated risk, betting on the majority of French people agreeing with him because they're fed up of restrictions and want to see an end to the COVID crisis.
Traditionally, French voters don't like aggressiveness in electoral campaigns, above all from a sitting president. So Macron took a risk. But it was an assumed risk because this interview was reread and approved by the Élysée. It wasn't a gaffe or an error of communication. It was intentional. He's sending a message that the campaign will happen with a certain rhythm and tone.
Macron has yet to declare his candidacy for the presidential race, but he is widely expected to run. His victory in 2017 was partly due to the image he projected as a straight talker who didn't shy away from controversy and was unafraid to break with tradition. But whether it will be a winning formula this time around is uncertain. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.